أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to season number 2 in 110 Lessons for Life from the teachings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali. May God's peace and blessings be upon him. In this second season, we wish to go through 40 more traditions from the Commander of the Faithful on how to lead a noble, healthy life from the spiritual perspective. Lessons of how to traverse forward in our life, maintaining our commitment and devotion to the religion of Islam and fulfilling our obligations as have been taught to us through the faith of Islam, and namely the teachings of the Commander of the Faithful, the successor of the Prophet Muhammad and his brother, Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him. Today, as we begin this new chapter in this look at the traditions, we want to focus on the topic of sending a light ahead for ourselves. Now, when we look at the world around us, we see that it is almost at a level of insanity, the way that people try to hoard and collect money. People don't even, think, especially Muslims, many don't think and reflect on how they attain their wealth. Is it from permissible or impermissible means? Are they being fair and just to those around them? Or are they taking the wealth of individuals, in inappropriate means and being unfair and unjust and not maintaining the rules and regulations of Islam? And perhaps in this day and age, we see this more and more common. And, we'll just look around at the world around us and you see how much money is stored in these offshore hidden bank accounts and how much people are hoarding. I mean, to an extent, as we see that neither can they use all of this money in their own lifetime, nor do they go and help other people with this money that they have. And so in the tradition for today from the Commander of the Faithful, we want to see how he addresses this particular topic. Let us review the hadith, the text of it, and then come back to a very brief discussion about it and share a very brief story and anecdote in the history of Islam, which gives us a very clear picture of how we should lead our lives when it comes to the wealth which Allah has given to each and every one of us. So in this tradition, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, says the following statement. The goodness which you send ahead for your own self to benefit from after your death will be stored and will be waiting for you, while that which you defer in sending will be a benefit for everyone other than yourself, while you will have to bear the responsibility of that which you left behind. In this beautiful tradition, the Commander of the Faithful reminds us that whatever goodness we have, whatever wealth that we have, whatever possessions that we have been given by our Creator, that we need to use these and we need to send them forward for us for the world to come. And he reminds us that whatever we have that we don't send forth, that will not be of any use to us and that we will not be benefiting from that in the world to come. Now obviously he doesn't mean, and we don't mean to say that you physically send things ahead of you, because that obviously has no basis within the religion of Islam. But what he is getting to in this tradition is when we have wealth, when we have resources, when we have our talents, that we need to use them for the best of our ability, for the betterment of ourselves, our family, our religious community, our society. And especially when it comes to wealth, we have to be of those individuals who donate, and not just donate, but donate generously to things that are happening within our society. First and foremost, obviously, is an education, to give people education, to help in the furtherment of the teachings of Islam, to help our youth and youngsters to better understand the faith of Islam from the authentic sources. And obviously, we have many other responsibilities with our wealth to help build and maintain and keep our religious centers functioning, to help orphans, to help widows, to help needy people wherever they may be, whether in our own city or in other countries around the world. So the Commander of the Faithful is showing us that when it comes to this this topic of actually sending good for yourselves, we have to ensure that we send this good before we leave this world. Because who really knows if we leave a will, a bequest to our family after we die, for them to spend our wealth in certain ways, how do we know that they will actually use our wealth in noble and in very good ways? And as the Commander of the Faithful says, that if you don't send it, then that may be a form of a punishment, that wealth which you leave behind. Let us close with a brief anecdote mentioned in the books of this, in relation to this hadith, and how we can better appreciate it in our own day-to-day life. So the story goes like this, that there is a man, a very rich aristocrat, walking hundreds of years ago before, you know, street lights and flashlights and all of these things that we have. And he's walking, and one of his servants is walking behind him with a light, with a fire, with a torch. And he's walking behind his master. And obviously this didn't make sense to the master, meaning that this rich owner, this rich individual, this aristocrat, he's walking and he can't see the way in front of him. And his servant is behind him with the fire, but which he's obviously not lighting the path. And so this individual says to his servant, he says, it doesn't make sense for you. You have the fire, you have this means, you have this tool at your disposal, and you're walking behind me. I can't see the road. Why don't you come in front of me and walk in front of me, and then I can see the road and so can you. And this man, the servant, was intelligent. He had intellect. He had a good sense of reasoning. And he took this opportunity to educate the master, took this opportunity to impart some wisdom to this individual. And he tells him in a very polite fashion that I feel the exact same way, that you have been bestowed all of this wealth. God has given you so many bounties, but yet you don't send it forth for yourself. You are waiting, and it's metaphorically behind you. You're waiting for others to do good with it. So just as you want me to walk in front of you and give this light forward in ahead of us, you too should be forward thinking and to spend your wealth now while you're alive. Be forward thinking, help people now rather than waiting for those who are behind you, your spouse, your children, your inheritors, to use your wealth in a good way. So as we close, we remind ourselves that whatever good Allah has given us, especially our wealth, that this is but a test by Allah. It is a gift God has given us. It is a trust that God has given us in actuality. And we become the custodians and we become the recipients of God's blessings, but not for only ourselves, but rather we should use this for the betterment of our families first and foremost, for the betterment of our religious communities, our centers, our institutions, and ultimately for the betterment of all of humanity. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ali, 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 Ali,